narratives about ourselves and others, leave behind stories of self-blame and shame, and step into curiosity about why we think, feel, and act in the ways we do. Polyvagal Prompts is designed to invite you to explore your nervous system. Using guided prompts, you'll have the opportunity to notice your system, listen with curiosity, and reflect on what you learn. Many of the prompts include an invitation to deepen the practice by taking the concept a step further. If you are well-versed in the language of polyvagal theory, you will feel right at home and ready to start your journey. If you are new to polyvagal theory or want to review the concepts before you begin exploring the prompts, skip to the end with the Beginner's Guide to Polyvagal Theory. There are a variety of ways to engage with the prompts. Work with them as a daily practice or explore topics at your own pace. Follow the prompts in order or hop around and choose the one that fits for you on any given day. No matter how you decide to explore, Polyvagal Prompts offers the opportunity to tune into the wisdom of your nervous system, understand the wondrous ways it works, and begin the life-changing journey of befriending your nervous system. Prompts. When we notice our autonomic experience, we have a chance to engage with it, not simply be engaged by it. When we notice our state and then name it, we move into awareness of our biology and out of the story our brains create. Naming our experience begins the process of letting go of judgment and self-blame and making room for curiosity. The practice of noticing and naming is fundamental to our polyvagal journey. Notice what state you are in right now. What are the signs that tell you that's where you are? These could be physical sensations, feelings, thoughts, or behaviors. Use as many clues as you can to help you identify where you are on your autonomic ladder right now. Taking it a step further, tracking your movement down and up the ladder gives you a sense of patterns that are happening. If you look back at the past hour, what places have you gone on your ladder? What was your autonomic experience? Extend your reflection. Look back on your day and track your path. Autonomic patterns are built over time. The autonomic nervous system is shaped by experience. While the autonomic nervous system works automatically in the background, we can also take steps to intentionally shape our systems in the direction of regulation. We can learn to move out of survival states and anchor more fully in regulation. When we name our state, take an action, and notice the changes, we are resourcing the pathways that take us out of survival mode and back into safety. Notice where you are on the ladder at this moment. What can you do to bring a moment of nourishment, care, or kindness to your nervous system? If you are in ventral, how can you deepen this state? Something as simple as a self-hug or allowing yourself a smile may work. If you are in sympathetic, perhaps a breath with a long exhale or connecting with someone you feel safe with could help. If you are in dorsal, notice the shift that can happen in just making a small movement or bringing awareness to your breath. Experiment with small acts to find what helps you take a step toward regulation. Taking it a step further. Building your own personalized resource list is an important part of befriending the nervous system. As you experiment over time, you learn what works in each state. Create a list for each state, identifying the small things you can do to nourish your nervous system. Ventral vagal energy supports self-compassion, the act of reaching in to be with our own suffering with kindness. In a ventral state, hope arises and change is possible. Each of our states impacts our feelings, behaviors, and beliefs in particular ways. It is only from a state of regulation that we can be compassionate, connected, and curious. When we move out of